Oh, is it suddenly hard to stay still? But you were the one who said you could handle this. I told you that I have the ability to vibrate, and you decided you needed to know how it felt. You weren't just satisfied with feeling a finger or two inside your pretty pussy. You wanted to see how long you could last before you were begging for it. 5 minutes of straddling my thigh, your clit being pressed against a bump that is vibrating just right, and you're already begging to come. I didn't think you would be so easy, baby. Normally, it takes a lot more to get you this wet. Need to play with you a bit first. Get you all warmed up. But seems someone was too curious for your own good. You wanted to know how it would feel. Now, if you want me to stop, all you have to do is say the words. Admit defeat, and you'll get a break, baby. That's what you're wanting, right? So stubborn. Determined to prove me wrong that you can take this. You wouldn't mind if I were to start grinding your pussy against me then, would you? Thank you, baby. If you aren't feeling as good as I think you are, then you'll be able to grind yourself against my thigh quite easily. The eerily smooth texture feels so good against your clits as my hands set a slow pace. You start to move your hips with me, trying to prove something. It's adorable how you're pretending this doesn't feel as good as it does, when it's so clearly written on your cute little face. You can't hide how you're feeling, not from me. Your pleasure would be obvious to a blind man, baby. You're not exactly the most subtle when you're enjoying yourself. It doesn't help that I can read you like a book. Can feel your emotions as if I were in your head with you. I'm everywhere inside you, baby. My voice loud, swimming around. We're in tune, remember? The first time we made love, I made sure your body would attune just perfectly with mine. That way I would know if we were compatible. With me being an alien and you being a human, things were a little complicated at the start, remember? I know. You've been nothing but excited since day one. Wanting to know how I felt everywhere, what I sounded like, what I could do differently. You had seen some of the stuff that I was able to do with my body on the ship, and naturally, you wondered how it would feel in bed. Would see me vibrate while working and wonder how it would feel if you were sitting on top of me. If my fingers were inside you. I guess you don't have to worry about that anymore, do you? Does it feel as good as you imagined? Yeah. Finally, some honesty from you. Guess you can't really hide how much you're enjoying yourself when my entire thigh is soaked in your slick. Making one of the biggest messes I've ever seen you make. You can't find it in yourself to care either. Every second you're on top of me, Every rock of your hips against my thighs has you moaning out. You can barely form a thought when everything is coming together like this. You try to listen to my voice, but your pleasure is just too demanding. Poor little baby. Seems like you're going to be fuck stupid, aren't you? Oh, that's my pretty sweetheart. You don't need to think. Not really. Just relax. Let me take care of you. You don't need to worry about anything besides coming, sweetheart. That won't be hard for a simple-minded creature like yourself. It's what you're capable of. I'm not putting too much pressure on you because I want you to succeed, baby. I know my thigh feels really good. The vibrations only get stronger as my hands press you harder into my thigh. Your clit drags against the skin, causing you to bite your lower lip, trying to hold back the noises. Always forget that the walls of the ship are soundproof for this very reason. Can you imagine the complaints if everyone could hear everyone? Be as loud as you need, sweetheart. I want to hear it. It only makes me wetter seeing you enjoy yourself like this. Plus, it feels really good to be right. To have you sitting on top of me and proving me right. You can't even find it in yourself to be bothered. The vibrations feel too good. The grinding's near constant. You feel yourself getting closer to the edge despite my hands never letting up, don't you? Manhandling your fleshy body. That's one of my favorite parts about having a human for a lover. You feel so soft against me. I can't get enough of this squishy body. My skin is almost rubbery in texture. Too smooth to be natural, too rigid to move like yours does. It's warm to the touch and makes perfect for grinding against, as you've learned. I can't tear my eyes away from the way your body moves like this. You look so fucking sexy. Still can't believe how much of your body the uniform hides. It basically makes you look block-shaped. But like this, with nothing in the way, I can see every inch of you. Can touch every part. Feel how you respond to me. You're so beautiful, baby. No one else on the ship gets to know how good you look underneath everything. No one else gets to know how amazing you are when you grind on top of them. The only person who gets to know the side of you is me, right? Because you're my baby. I get to make you feel good. No one else. That's not their jobs, it's mine. The only reason you're feeling this good is because I'm working your hips back and forth. I'm using my vibrations against your pussy. If it wasn't for me, it would just be you and your hand tonight, wouldn't it? Yeah, thinking about how much you miss your alien girlfriends, how much you wish you could touch her, she could touch you back. You don't have to settle for less than the real thing now, sweetheart. I've got you. Going to make sure you come, baby. I want to feel it. You're so close, it's not even going to be hard at this point. You moan at the realization, causing your hips to buck up again. I push them back down, making sure you feel every inch of me. You can't help but get closer the more I touch you. Just look at you go. Doing so good for me, sweetheart. Keep it up. Can tell you're getting close from how your breathing is starting to stutter. No matter how good you are at keeping it together, there's always one tell, isn't there? Yeah. As the vibrations pick up, you can feel them humming throughout your body. Centered around your clits, the pleasure bursts through your nerves like fireworks, working upwards. Heat churns in your gut as you get closer, clit starting to throb. Oh, that's it, baby. Just a little bit more. You can take it. I know you can. You told me you weren't going to get needy like this, remember? And turns out that backfired real fast. Fucked yourself stupid so fast. Moans filling the air. Love how responsive you are, sweetheart. Everything feels good to your body as you get closer. Practically falling apart at the seams. You want to come, don't you? Then beg for it. If you really want to come, then you'll have no problem begging, right? That's it. Keep going. Come on. Oh, just listen to you. Voice all wrecked and sounding as flustered as you look. Even if you wanted to, you couldn't hold back. Not anymore. Everything feels so good. You're practically drowning in your own pleasure. It's all right, sweetheart. I've got you. You can come. You've earned it. You've made me so proud. Let go. You can do it. Come for me, baby. Oh, there you are. Yes. Let it all out. Oh, it's okay. I'm not upset if you couldn't last as long as you said you could. I promise. You should be proud of yourself for lasting as long as you did, right? I know you thought you could last longer and that you were going to prove me wrong and all that stuff. But it's okay that it didn't happen. You still had fun, didn't you? And if you want a silver lining, you just proved to me that you can handle my vibrations. That means we can start incorporating them into our regular play sessions. If you want it, we could start doing training. Slowly get you used to my vibrations and their intensities. Have you slowly work your way up to an entire hour of being able to sit on top of me without coming. Wouldn't that be a fun challenge? Then it's decided. This was your first day of training, and you passed with flying colors, baby. You should be proud of yourself. I certainly am.